But when we're sitting and meditating, by necessity, we're having to be present for that which is both physically uncomfortable as well as that which is mentally, emotionally uncomfortable. It's there. And to develop the skills in learning how to be foster awareness around that, so that the attending to something which is more pleasant, relaxed, tranquil. Picking a point is not just an escape, but is a skill. In that that one develops, in that one is consciously aware, and one has to sort of make that conscious recognition, this is painful. But then, using the mindfulness and awareness to find a place of abiding, which one cannot be, say, intimidated by that pain, so that for myself, I've experimented many different ways, and certainly, struggling with the pain, conquering pain, is one of those options. But I found that it's hard to maintain over a long period of time. And whether it's a 3-month retreat or whether it's say a holy life of years, if one is always just sort of bashing away at pain, one finds I found myself getting averse, and then that has its own repercussions, because the aversion starts to then spread into not just aversion to the pain, it's aversion to the body, aversion to the meditation, aversion to the Dhamma, aversion to the Buddha. Why did he make me do this? that is not a useful result. So that taking physical pain that one is experiencing and recognizing, well, that's not the whole picture. Where do I find a place of relaxation? Where am I settled? Say that can. Pain in the knee, which is for me anyway, is a constant. Then, where do I put attention? If I keep bringing attention down to the knee, then it's just this. In the end, it ends up a distraction. So, taking a place, just the rhythm of the breath, and then really relaxing the breath. And it isn't as if the pain goes away. Or one's just trying to sugarcoat it, as if it's really not there. But it's it's like making a conscious choice. Say, this is something that I can attend to for a long period of time, and one still recognizes pain is pain. But in terms of settling attention and relaxing the body, and then being able to spread that relaxation throughout the body, and including the pain, that's possible. Or in my experience, that's what I found has worked best for me. So that taking the breath. And a point in the body where one is feeling relaxed and settled, and then allowing attention to settle there, and in going into the attention there. You know, there are times when you know the mind just keeps going to pain, or it feels overwhelmed by pain, and it is an interesting experiment to actually just take the pain and go into it. But I think it's sort of something that, you know, one does from time to time, as opposed to, you know, every single meditation was just sort of going into pain all the time.